KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes. Movies in a Minute, brought to you by Peoria Ford. Ready to serve at 91st Avenue and Bell Road. If you bought anywhere but Peoria Ford, you paid too much.
All right. I see movies, except for the scary ones, so that you don't have to. Why are you laughing
at that? We're working on getting you to see a scary one.
Last scary movie I saw was The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
And I still have difficulty with the monkeys.
Didn't you actually show up to a scary movie not knowing it was scary and have to sit through it because you felt guilty leaving?
I tend to remember my eyes were closed for most of it. And I can't remember that movie, but I didn't do a review because I tried not to watch it. I was like, what did I? Anyway. So we got a couple movies opening up today. Okay. One of them, the first one I will talk about, based on a pretty big TV show, won a lot of awards. A British show showed up on PBS here. That's a channel you all have. I actually watch it. It's called Downton Abbey.
The King and Queen are coming to Downton.
What?
I want every surface to gleam and sparkle.
A royal luncheon, a parade, and a dinner. I'm going to have to sit down.
So, I've watched every episode of Downton Abbey on television.
Okay.
I don't know if that shocks anybody, because it's kind of like a soap opera, right? I loved it.
Did you like Days of Our Lives, too?
No.
Okay.
A little bit. I go back to Luke and Laura. Anyway, the point made the wedding was
fantastic. Was that General Hospital? Oh,
I don't remember.
Gosh.
The movie, it feels like stepping into a comfortable pair of shoes or something.
Look at that.
Putting on a coat and you know, it just fits you just right. That if you liked the television show, the movie is absolutely the same. It's just a 2-hour version of the television show. It picks right up. It has almost all of the characters you remember and or love to hate in it, if you will. And it just has a different story about how the King and Queen are coming to Downton Abbey and kind of the intrigue and scandals that arise because of it.
But if you didn't watch Downton Abbey.
If you didn't watch the television show ever, I just don't know if you would start with the movie. Because the TV show literally went through, you know, like decades of this family, you know, over the and you're, this is at the end. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
we're going to start at the end.
Start at the end and then go back. But I really liked it. And again, if you liked Downton Abbey,
it's like a comfortable pair of shoes.
You know, but it's,
I like
it's,
that analogy.
It's everything feels, it's filmed the same way. The music you hear.
Now, okay, real quick, though.
Yeah.
I've never seen the show.
Oh,
I've never seen one episode.
Out.
Are all the actors from the TV series the same role? Okay, so they didn't try to like replace one position.
Like what did they do to the
Darrens
on Bewitched?
Right, like that is not him.
And by the way, as in the TV show,
Bewitched.
One of the, you like the Bewitched thing?
Yeah, I like the Bewitched thing there.
That just like the television show, Maggie Smith gets some of the greatest lines in it. She is just fantastic in it. All right, the next movie, we got a little bit of sci-fi on your plate starring Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
It's called Ad Astra.
What is happening out there is a crisis of unknown magnitude.
We believe your father may be involved.
My father's dead.
We have to hold out the possibility that your father may be hiding from us.
This sounds cheesy.
It's not.
No? Okay.
It's really well done. Okay, can I tell you that while I'm watching this movie, I get feelings and a sense of 2001 A Space the classic, because it's not pew 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 laser beam Star Wars pew pew kind of it is
it's more Lego, but okay,
fair enough. Brad Pitt plays an astronaut, so we're in the near future, think in the next 20 years.
Okay
And he's an astronaut, and space travel's pretty normal at this point.
Mm.
But his father has gone missing out in the deepest edges of space, and he's kind of, for more than one reason, trying to figure out what happened to his dad. All right? But again, it has kind of that kind of quirky, slow pace to it. But I thought it was really well done. And Brad Pitt, I mean, come on, let's be honest. It's not
Brad
like he
Pitt.
Does. Well, but this isn't even like how handsome he is to look at, Pamela. He's a really good actor. Okay, he doesn't do bad movies, I don't think. He does different versions of good ones. So I got to tell you that Ad Astra on the 1 to 5 scale, I gave it a 4 as well. So both of my movies today, Downton Abbey, the movie, And Ad Astra, the new Brad Pitt sci-fi, 4 out of 5. I'd say both of them are worth seeing in theaters, that you should get out and see it. Ad Astra especially, it just looks, it's one of those ones like on the big screen. They did a really good job with space in this, and it feels, let me put it this way, in Ad Astra, the detail is such that it comes across pretty believable, like, yeah, that's probably how we're going to travel in space.
Okay, so you say this is like 20 years, like near future kind of thing?
Near future.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I recently watched Back to the Future 2 with Riley.
Okay.
All right, because it was set in the year 2015.
Yes.
And the look on her face when she's like, that's what they thought 2015 would look like.
Yeah. Where are the hoverboards? Where are the hoverboards?
Like, okay, you know.
How come I'm not wearing that jacket that Marty McFly had?
Nobody wants to wear that jacket.
Nobody wants to wear that jacket. What about the shoes, the self-tying shoes?
Hey, but Latin Grammy Award-winning artist here, Alejandro Sanz, is headed to the Comerica Theater on October 2nd. Head on over to the rewards page, KTIR.com. We got the details and your chance to win some tickets there.
Outstanding.